AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The search continues for people missing in record flooding that has wrecked small towns and hamlets in the Appalachian Mountains. 16 people known dead in eastern Kentucky. Patricia Colombo, one of many rescued from the rising waters.
The helicopter came down about 3 feet from my car, and I knew that they knew they were going to help me. So then I guess they radioed the response team, and they came in their four-wheeler. They only came halfway, and then they walked in 3 foot of water to come get me in my bag.
Governor Andy Beshear warns the death toll could rise sharply. The House passes a ban on semi-automatic rifles.
After a day of impassioned debate,
67% of Americans support an assault weapon ban.
The latest so-called assault weapons ban is unconstitutional.
We have a responsibility to try and stop mass shootings.
Let's call this for what it is. It's a gun grab.
The House passed legislation Friday evening to revive a ban on semi-automatic weapons.
On this vote, the yeas are 217. The nays are 213.
The bill would outlaw importing, selling, or manufacturing a wide array of semi-automatic weapons, but Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said it would exempt those already in possession. Democrats pushed through the legislation in response to a wave of mass shootings, including those at a Buffalo, New York supermarket and at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Nearly all Republicans in the House voted against the bill, and the legislation could stall in the 50-50 Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken talked with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about Americans being held in Russia.
We had a frank and direct conversation. I pressed the Kremlin to accept the substantial proposal that we put forth on the release of Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner.
This is AP News. Amid all the questions about heading into a recession, an expert says people need to be prepared for a downturn. The AP's Rita Foley has this.
Yao Ming Ma is a Columbia University Business School expert on financial stability. She says it's not a question of if, but when we go into a recession. So here's advice from the experts. First, know how much you spend and make a budget. Keep an eye on those monthly fees and service charges. Cut as many non-essential expenses as you can. Consolidate your loans and pay down debt. Negotiate your monthly bills. Yao Ming Ma says many companies are more flexible now about that. Buy generic rather than name brand groceries and try to buy in bulk. Look at government assistance programs. And finally, take care of your mental health. Mindfulness exercises will help keep you calm, they say.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
The holidays usually wreck my skin, but I started using KPS Essentials, kindness-powered skincare, and it's been doing work. The Renew Serum, the texture, the scent, the way it melts right in, it just feels different. And about 30 minutes later, my skin actually changed. Smoother, firmer, brighter. And if you're gifting, spend $200 and they'll throw in a travel-size Renew Eternal Youth. It's a $90 bonus. Browse the products at kpsessentials.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.